something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Lights.
Hallelujah. I'll begin with a few verses that you are very much acquainted with. First Epistle of St. John, chapter 1, and verse number 5. First Epistle of St. John, chapter 1, and verse number 5. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. One more time. What did he say about God? He says that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. John chapter 9, St. John's Gospel chapter 9 and verse number 5. And I want you to read that together. Who is this? Okay, just in case you want to know who's talking, verse 3, same book and same chapter. Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. I want you to read verse number 14. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Praise God. I'm thinking, this is so powerful. God said that he is light. This is what his word is telling us. Because Jesus said it. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I want you to think about the audacity with which he made such a powerful statement. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, why did he say that? Because he had healed a man that was born blind. The man was blind. And a blind man can only see darkness. So Jesus says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And heal the man. But we read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 5, where he says, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. We come to the third verse that you read in St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 5 and verse number 14. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. That should make us think, what does it mean? If God is light, and Jesus is light, and he says, you are light, what's light then? I think the best definition of light comes from the Bible. You know, you can see beautiful definitions in physics. or the simplest and best definition of light comes from the Bible. It's very simple. Glory to God. And so I'm going to share just a few of that with you. Can you turn to the book of Psalms 119 and verse number 105? Read. The word is what? God's word is a lamp. It's a lamp. His word is a lamp. And then it says what? It's a light. That's powerful. What is light? In Ephesians chapter 5, I want you to read verse number 13. Read it like you can see it. That's the definition of light. It's right there. So what is light? That which makes manifest. That is light. All right. Now, let's look at a few things. And I think this is really lovely. In Genesis, let's begin with Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, in verse 14. Read for me. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. That's powerful. St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. And I want you to read verse 9. True light. The true light, God's word, the true light that illuminates everyone, every man that comes into the world. Four important things the Bible shows us about light. Number one, light is for illumination. Illumination. And illumination produces what? Clarity. Refinement. Innovation. Sound judgment. Illumination. When you're illuminated, you have clarity. You have clarity. Refinement. You have innovation. You have sound judgment. Praise God.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ's embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Iacolumi's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
This message is titled, Lights. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.